Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Yud. The topic of this perek is, what happens when something goes wrong in Tefillah? Examples include a mistake in the text of the Amidah on the part of the individual or the Shliach Tzibur, saying the wrong type of Amidah altogether, forgetting some addition which was supposed to be inserted in the Amidah, or the case of someone who arrives late and is at risk of missing Tefillah B'Tzibur. Many such situations are discussed in different places in the Gemara, and the Rambam collected all the relevant conclusions in this perek. Halacha Aleph. Mi shiyipalel velo kiven et libo, yachzor v'yipalel b'chavana, v'im kiven libo b'vracha rishona, shuv eino tzarich. One who said the Amidah without Kavanah in the first bracha, Avot, must repeat the Amidah. We discussed this halacha back in Perek Dalet, when we learned about Kavanah, and we saw that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish understand this halacha in two very different ways. The listener is referred to our discussion there. The Rama rules that nowadays our Kavanah is so poor that one does not repeat the Amidah even in this situation, where he lacked Kavanah in the first bracha, as it is very likely that his second Amidah would again have the same problem. However, the Mishneh Berurah adds that one who knows in advance that he is too distracted to have Kavanah even for the first bracha should wait until he is more focused before saying the Amidah. Mi sheta'a b'achat mishalosh brachot harishonot, chozer larosh, v'im ta'a b'achat mishalosh achronot, chozer l'avodah. V'im ta'a b'achat min ha'emtza'iyot, chozer l'tchilat ha'bracha sheta'a b'ah, u'mashlim tfilato ala seder. V'chein shliach tzibur sheta'a kishu mitpalel b'kol ram, al derech zeh hu chozer. When someone makes a mistake in reciting a bracha, he must start the bracha again from the beginning. However, the first three brachot are considered a single unit for this purpose, as are the last three. So one who makes a mistake anywhere in the first three brachot returns to the beginning of the Amidah, and one who does so in the last three brachot returns to the start of the bracha of Ritzeh. This applies as well to a shlich tzibur during his repetition of the Amidah. But in Halacha Bet, the Rambam suggests, with a caveat of Ani Omer, indicating that he has no explicit source for this conclusion, that if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake in his silent Amidah, he does not go back at all to correct it, as this would be a Tircha de Tzibura, an inconvenience to the Tzibur, to make them all wait longer. Rather, he should just rely on his own repetition and be yotzei with that. The Kesef Mishnah has a different girsa in the Rambam, in which this conclusion applies only to a mistake made after the first three brachot. If he makes a mistake in the first three, this is early enough in the Amidah that he can start again from the beginning without causing too much of a tircha de tzibura. In the Shulchan Aruch, he rules in accordance with this alternate girsa in the Rambam, though the Tur and the Mishneh Berurah accept the more lenient girsa appearing in our text of the Mishneh Torah. In Halachot Gimel and Dalid, the Rambam discusses a scenario of a shlich tzibur who loses track of the text during his repetition and cannot remember how to continue. This is very uncommon in our age of printed sidurim. The halacha is that we replace this shlich tzibur with a new one if he cannot remember how to continue after a few minutes. The Rambam uses the term sha'ah, but does not mean literally an hour. But if this occurs during Birkat HaMinim, that is the bracha of Vela Malshinim, then we don't even wait a few minutes. Rather, we replace the Shliach Tzibur immediately, out of suspicion that he is not really confused at all, but rather secretly harbors sympathy for the Minim. Halacha Hei. Ha'omer, eini yored lifnei ha'teva mipnei shebigadai tzivuin, af bilvanim lo ya'avor b'otah tfila. Amar, eini over mipnei sheyesh beragli sandal, af yachef lo ya'avor. Someone who refuses to be Shliach Tzibur because he is wearing colored clothes or shoes and wishes to lead the tefillah only while wearing white or while barefoot, in imitation of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, such a person may not lead that tefillah even wearing white or barefoot. The reason is that this was one belief of the Minim, that the Shliach Tzibur must resemble the Kohanim in the Mikdash, and so he is disqualified on suspicion of Minut. The Ravid points out that this should disqualify him for later tefillot as well, not just the current tefillah, in which he expresses this insistence, as the Rambam says. The Rivash explains that the Rambam considers it a chashash rachok, a very remote concern, to believe that this person may be a min just because he wants to be barefoot or wear white clothes, and therefore his disqualification is a stringency which is only temporary. Halacha Vav. Mishenistapeklo, imit palel o lo ipalel, enochozer mipalel, אלא אם כן יפלל תפילה זו על דעת שהיא נדבה. שאם רצה היחיד להיפלל כל היום תפילות נדבה, יתפלל. מי שהיה עומד בתפילה ונזכר שכבר יתפלל, פוסק, ואפילו באמצע הברכה. ואם הייתה תפילת ערבית, אינו פוסק שלא יתפלל אותה מתחילה, אלא על דעת שאינה חובה. If someone is unsure whether he said a tefillah, then we apply the rule of safek derabanan lekula, since any one tefillah is midrabanan, if he said or will say another one that day. So he doesn't have to say it again. If he wishes, he can say it as a tefillat nedava. The Shulchan Aruch rules that in this case, unlike a purely voluntary tefillat nedava that we discussed back in Perek Aleph, he does not need to add any chidush to the Amidah. If someone is in the middle of the Amidah and realizes that he already said it earlier, he stops immediately, even in the middle of a bracha. The exception is Ma'ariv, which he completes even in this case, because Ma'ariv is inherently optional. So even if he thought he was saying it for the first time, his intention was to say an optional tefillah. Hence, he may complete it as an optional tefillat nedavah. The Raivi disagrees, as since Ma'ariv has been accepted as obligatory, the person can't really be said to have had an optional tefillah in mind from the start. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the Raivid's view and doesn't distinguish between Ma'ariv and other tefillot. Halacha Zayin. Mi she'ta'a v'palel shel chol b'shabbat lo yatsa. V'im nizkar v'hu b'toch ha'tefillah, gomer bracha she'itchil ba v'chozer v'palel shel shabbat. B'med dvarim amurim, b'ma'ariv o b'shacharit u'v'mincha. Aval b'musaf, posek v'afilu b'emtz ha'bracha. וכן אם השלים תפילה של חול על דעת שהיא מוסף, חוזר ומפלל מוסף, אחד שבת ואחד יום טוב או ראש חודש. If someone says a weekday Amidah on Shabbat, he isn't Yotze, and must say the appropriate Shabbat Amidah. If he realizes in the middle that he is saying a weekday Amidah by mistake, he must finish the bracha he is in the middle of, and continue with the middle bracha of the Shabbat Amidah. The reason he finishes the bracha he's in the middle of, unlike the case in the last halacha, where he accidentally says a tefillah a second time, is that fundamentally the brachot of weekdays can be said even on Shabbat. We just don't say them in order to focus on the unique spiritual nature of Shabbat rather than on our mundane needs. So if he accidentally started one such bracha, he must finish it. However, this is only true at Ma'ariv, Shacharit, and Mincha of Shabbat. If he inadvertently started a weekday Amidah in place of Musaf, whether it be on Shabbat, Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, then he stops as soon as he remembers, even in the middle of a bracha. The requests we make in the weekday Amidah have no place at all in any Amidah of Musaf, which is meant to speak only about the special Korban Musaf of that day, be it Shabbat, Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch adds, if someone mixes up the Amidot of Shabbat and says the middle bracha belonging to one of the tefillot in a different one, for instance, if he says the Mincha bracha of Atay Echad V'Shimcha Echad at Shacharit when he should be saying Yismach Moshev Matan Chelko, or vice versa, then b'dieved he need not repeat the Amidah, but he does repeat if this happened at Musaf, or if he accidentally said the Musaf Amidah at some other tefillah. As we explained, the Musaf Amidah is considered entirely different from the others. In the next few halachot, through halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam lists the details about forgetting Mashiva Ruach or Vitein Tal Matar during the winter, or saying them during the summer, Hakel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. We'll summarize his conclusions. All of them apply equally to an individual who makes the mistake in a silent Amidah, and to the Shliach Tzibur who errs in his repetition, except in one situation of Yalev Yavo that we'll mention shortly. If during the winter one forgets Mashiva Ruach, then he must repeat the Amidah, unless he said Morida Tal, which b'dievet is sufficient because it mentions God bringing water to the world. During the summer, one must repeat the Amidah if he accidentally said Mashiva Ruach, but not if he accidentally left out Morida Tal. This is because unlike rain, dew falls constantly and only needs to be mentioned in the Amidah l'chatchila. We note that the important part of the phrase Mashiva Ruach is really the last two words of Morid HaGeshem. One need not repeat the Amidah if he says just the two words Mashiva Ruach during the summer, nor if he leaves out those two words but says Morid HaGeshem during the winter. One who forgets to ask for rain, Vitein Tal Matar, during the winter, may do so in the bracha of Shomea Tfilah, if he remembers by then. If he remembers between Ritzei and the end of the Amidah, then he must go back to the bracha of Barech Aleinu. And if he remembers only after the end of the Amidah, then he must repeat the Amidah. When we refer here and later to the end of the Amidah, we mean taking three steps back after Yihui Ratzon and Reifi. The Rambam doesn't address the case of someone who inadvertently says Itain Talamatar during the summer, but the Shulchan Aruch rules that such a person must return to Barich Aleinu if he hasn't yet completed his Amidah, and if he has already completed the Amidah, he must repeat it. One who forgets to add Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed and remembers before the end of the Amidah must return to the Bracha Vritzei. If he remembers only after completing the Amidah, then he must repeat the Amidah. The exception is Yalev Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh. If one forgets this, then he need not repeat the Amidah at all, because the new month cannot be sanctified at night, and thus mention of Rosh Chodesh at night is not an absolute necessity. Another exception is if the Shliach Tzibor forgets Yalev Yavo in Chazarat HaShatz at Shachrit of Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed, according to several Achronim, and he realizes this, or someone else realizes it, only after he completes the Chazarat HaShatz. In this case, because of the Tircha de Tzibor involved in repeating the entire Chazarat HaShatz, we rely b'di'eved on the mention of the day in the Musaf, which the Shliach Tzibor will say very soon, as an acceptable substitute for saying Yalev Yavo at Shachrit. During the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, if someone says the familiar Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, then he must go back to the beginning of the Amidah. If he says Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat in place of HaMelech HaMishpat, then he must go back to the start of that bracha, that is, Hashiva Shoftenu, if he remembers before the Amidah. Otherwise, he must repeat the Amidah. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the last psak of the Rambam, but the Rama rules that since even the usual wording of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat mentions Hashem as king, one who accidentally says it does not need to repeat the Amidah. Ashkenazim follow the Rama, and Sfardi poskim debate whether Sfardi may also rely on this leniency. In Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam lists additions to the Amidah which do not require the Amidah to be repeated if they are forgotten. These are Al HaNisim on Chanukah and Purim, Anenu on a fast day, and Atachon Antanu on Motzei Shabbat or Motzei Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch adds two caveats about the last of these, however. Atachon Antanu need not be repeated only because this paragraph is a form of Havdalah, and the person will in any event go on that evening to say Havdalah on a cup of wine. So if he won't have a cup of wine available for Havdalah until the daytime, then he should repeat the Amidah if he misses Atachon Antanu. In addition, if he eats before Havdalah, which he is not allowed to do, then the Havdalah afterwards is not considered to make up for the missed Atachon Antanu, and he must repeat the Amidah. Halacha Tetvav. Shachach v'lo yipalel mincha be'erev Shabbat, yipalel arvit shtayim shel Shabbat, v'chein b'yom tov. Shachach v'lo yipalel mincha b'Shabbat o b'yom tov, yipalel b'motzaihen arvit shtayim shel chol, mavdil b'rishona ve'ino mavdil b'shnia. The possibility of tashlumin, which we learned about in Perek Gimel, making up a missed tefillah at the next possible opportunity, exists even when the added Amidah is completely different from the one that was missed. So if someone forgets mincha on Friday afternoon, he can make it up with a second Amidah on Friday night, which has the text of the Shabbat Amidah, not the weekday Amidah that he missed. Similarly, if he misses mincha on Erev Yom Tov. So too, if he misses mincha on Shabbat or Yom Tov itself, he can make it up by saying a second weekday Amidah in Ma'ariv that evening. Recall from Perek Gimel that the first Amidah is considered to belong to the later tefillah, and the second one is the Tashlumin. So in this situation of repeating the Amidah on Motzei Shabbat or Motzei Yom Tov as Tashlumin for mincha, he must say Atachon Antanu in the first Amidah, not the second. V'im hivdil b'shtehem, O lo hivdil b'achat mehem, yatsa. Aval im lo hivdil b'rishona, v'hivdil b'shnia, chozer u'mipalel tefila shlishit. Mipnei sh'arishona lo altalo, mipnei shehikdima latfila shi tefilat arvit. If he didn't say Atachon Antanu in either Amidah, then he is Yotze, as we saw in Halacha Yudalid, that one need not repeat the Amidah for missing Atachon Antanu. And so too if he says Atachon Antanu in both Amidot, the superfluous addition of Atachon Antanu in the second Amidah, after it was already said properly in the first, does not cause any damage. The problematic case is if he says Atachon Antanu only in the second Amidah and not in the first. In this case, the person clearly meant for the second Amidah to belong to Ma'ariv, in which case the first one cannot count as Tashlumin, because Tashlumin must come after the Amidah said at the right time. So in this case, he needs to say a third Amidah as Tashlumin for Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah qualifies this stringency by saying that it only applies when the person did not have explicitly in mind that the first Amidah was for Ma'ariv and the second for Tashlumin. If he did have this in mind, even if due to confusion or distraction he said Atachronotanu in the wrong Amidah, he is Yotze and does not say a third Amidah. The Rambam ends this halacha with a requirement that anyone saying Tfilat Tashlumin wait a short time between the two Amidot. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rama both recommend saying Ashrei in between, but at the very least waiting Kedei Hiluch Arba Amot, which is a few seconds. Halacha Tet Zayin. Asur lo lamipalel b'tzibur shiakdim tfilato litfilat tatzibur. Hanichnas leveit hakneset umatza tzibur mipalim belachash, im yachol latchil v'ligmor ad shlo yagi ashliach tzibur lekadosh, yipalel. Vimlav yamtin ad shiyatchil shliach tzibur lipalel b'kol ram, vipalel imo belachash mila b'mila, ad shiyagi ashliach tzibur likdusha, onea kdusha ima tzibur, umipalel shara tfila la'atzmo. One should say his Amidah together with its Tzibur, so he shouldn't begin before the Shliach Tzibur gets to the Amidah. But the Shulchan Aruch makes an exception if he is concerned that Zman Tfila will end before the Tzibur gets there. What if he arrives late and finds the Tzibur already in the middle of the Amidah? The Rambam provides simple instructions, which in practice are relevant only for Mincha. If the latecomer thinks that by starting the Amidah immediately, he can complete it in time for Kedusha, then he should do so. Otherwise, he should wait for the start of Chazarat HaShatz, recite his Amidah word for word together with Yishliach Tzibur, answer Kedusha with Tzibur, and then finish the Amidah on his own. The Shulchan Aruch adds that in this last case, he should keep pace with Yishliach Tzibur for the rest of the Amidah as well, and bow together with him at the beginning and end of Modim. In Shacharit, the latecomer cannot start the Amidah immediately because of the requirement of Smichat Gula Litfilah, so he must at least say Birchot Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema before starting the Amidah, and poskim differ about how much of Psukei Dezimra he must say, if any, if he is at risk of missing Tfilah B'Tzibur. In Arvit, there is no Chazarat HaShatz, and even though there is a requirement of Smichat Gula Litfilah, as we discussed in Perek Zayin, it is more lenient and may be waived in favor of Tfilah B'Tzibur. So if he comes late and finds the Tzibur about to begin the Amidah, or in the middle of it, he should say the Amidah with them and make up Kriyat Shema and its Brachot afterwards. The Rambam concludes the Halacha and the Perek with a case of someone who is in the middle of his Amidah when the Tzibur reaches Kedusha or Kaddish. Vim yitchil yipalel kodem shliach tzibur, v'yi ashliach tzibur l'kedusha, lo yafsik v'lo yaneh kedusha imahen, v'chein lo yaneh amen yehei shmer abba mevarach, v'hu be'emtza tfilah. This person may not interrupt his Amidah to answer anything, even Kadosh 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 or Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and later poskim extend this to Baruch Hu as well. The Shulchan Aruch adds that during Kedusha, he should remain silent and listen to the words of the Shliach Tzibur in order to be Yotze, based on the rule of Shomea Keone. After saying Yuler Aton Imrei Fi, he may answer Kedusha, Kaddish, or Baruch Hu even before taking three steps back. The rules of interrupting for any of these during other parts of Tefillah, like Birchot Kriyat Shema and Psukei Dezimra, are extensive and detailed in the later halachic literature, but they do not appear in the Rambam.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.